HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
I hear the words you say sometimes. I mean, who talks like that?
Jane's there. Perry Farrell was also at the tribute to Chris Cornell that was happening over there in L.A. the other night. And, of course, the coolest guy in the world that I met yesterday, whose name I don't know because he was just Tom Berenger's cool buddy. It just walked up to me, and when he asked me that, he goes, "Here's a video of the thing I saw the other night. God damn it." And the video of Perry Farrell singing a Chris Cornell song that was just out of this world. It was unreal. I can't wait for that to come out as a movie or something.
You're not going to watch all the videos that are on YouTube?
I'll watch it on a film strip.
I'll peek through. Yeah.
My film has gone wonky. I mean, what the f*** is going on?
Anyway, it's 9:48, and it's time for those Guadalupe squares to shut down the week. Let's get right to it. Here's your host, Mr. Creepy Bergeron. Creepy!
Thank you, Johnny. Talking about shutting down, President Trump's in the top left
shutting
square.
Shutting down the entire government. We're not going to bring it back. Also, I have, for whatever reason, because I'm good with this kind of stuff, a massive surplus of fast food sandwiches that Clemson evidently did not want. The White House smells
it's been
of
a while.
Fast food. It's very greasy. It's well, look, who knew that 57 college kids weren't going to clean me out? They didn't eat it. A lot of them just took fillet of fish, took a bite, and put it down. We've got a lot of extra. I'm planning on giving it to the people in Mexico.
Well, you're the healthiest president ever. You could just eat all that.
I could if I wanted to. I don't. I'm not like that fat shark from that video. Gordon Ramsay has decided to continue the government shutdown. Is that not right, Gordon? Shut it down. Get rid of all these burgers. I agree. We've got way too many burgers. We're going to give them to the Mexicans on the other side because I care. The ones that are trying to get in, but we're not letting in. We'll feed them Filet-O-Fish.
Wall of burgers.
A wall of burgers is not a bad idea. We'll use anything. A trash wall.
That's cheaper, probably.
Shut it down.
Top middle square. His son is a chip off the old block. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right. It's good to be here. I understand someone was in the chopper.
Yeah. John Holmberg was.
In the chopper yesterday. Look, my
Daddy,
son.
Look at me. I'm
look
huge.
Look at the size of Conendez. He's an unbelievable replica of his father unless you look at his face and you see that house-cleaning Colombian mother of his. It's great how you've taken on my form, boy.
You're awful proud, aren't you?
I'm very proud. Look at him. Weightlifting is in the blood. He's gigantic. He's got.
Today I'm doing legs and I'm cleaning.
Your forearms look like canned hams, boy. Oh, so it's going to be great because I'm training Conendez to be a fighter. So we're going to get him over there and beat up Chris Pratt for trying to his sister.
You don't like Star-Lord?
I like Starman. Starman's a very nice man. I thought it was Jeff Bridges.
Star-Lord's a pussy.
Nobody liked Guardians of the Galaxy 2. It was terrible. So if you did, you know, you're one of those people that are just going to like to lap up anything that you're given. I'm not that type of guy, you know. So basically what I'm going to do is wander over to Chris Pratt, Starface's house. I'm going to tell him, look, me and Conendez, look, Conendez, show him your muscles. Yeah, look at that. I'm going to let my little immigrant bastard baby destroy Starface and then go on about our business with our healthy daughter. Still intact.
Suck on my lat!
Suck on that, Starman.
Top right square. He said earlier this week he regrets killing Apollo. It's Sylvester Stallone in the top
right. You know, Rocky 3, you know, we had Apollo, and then Rocky 4, we had Apollo, and then no more Apollo.
What happened?
We killed him, you know, it was a terrible thing. He got the lady cancer.
It's been so long.
Yeah.
Why regretting it
found
now?
Found out Apollo got the lady cancer.
I didn't know
and
that.
Yeah, the died.
No, he didn't. Ivan Drago killed
him. Wait a minute. Oh, that's right.
It was Adrian.
Adrian got. Now he made me think of
sorry,
that.
Sorry,
Adrian
Rock.
Adrian died of the lady cancer. He's all I got.
Stop being a bitch, Sly.
Anyway, so then I got lady cancer, and now Apollo's son is talking to me about fighting all the time, and all this, I get killed.
What about Mick?
Mickey died of the lady cancer. He had the lady cancer.
Stop bringing that up, Brady.
Hey, you know, you got to quit bringing up all the people that died in the movie, you know? But, you know, I have MLK weekend. I just want to.
Your son's.
Is he gone? He's all I got, Little Rock. But, you know, I'm sorry on MLK weekend that I had to kill off Apollo.
Middle left square. Speaking of MLK weekend, we have the entire middle row is the black row. So Chris Rock is here in the middle left.
Richard just came in and hit some buttons.
Yeah. What was that about?
He hit a Rocky button over the other saw.
Huge.
I don't know why you keep him a plot.
The real Rock.
Richard is dumb as... There ain't no doubt now. What you doing? What?
Just chilling out.
I don't know. I enjoyed that. I don't know why.
Was I in a dude?
Yeah, you are Chris Rock.
Let's talk about Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton.
It's 2019.
Bill Clinton.
Why are we talking about
everybody Bill? Likes how I say Bill Clinton.
Like a California girl, kind of.
Like Button.
Yeah, I've got one.
Afro Circus. Button. Bill Clinton is the president for everybody. Ain't no doubting.
Middle square.
I don't know why I'm here. It's because I'm black. That's the only reason.
Well, you're in the black row, Chris, and it makes sense. You know.
All right.
That's okay. In the middle square, also black, it's Black Lady Brady, everybody.
Hey, y'all.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time since you had Black Lady Brady in the squares.
Where
I thought
been?
Y'all was thinking I was me too in your ass. I just been about picking up checks.
Did you get a new man or
paying
something?
Paying rent.
Paying rent,
that ain't easy. Ain't nothing going on but the rent. You know.
You got a Valentine?
I got Valentine's. Scummy Dick Douglas.
He's back
and better than ever. Let me tell you something about Scummy Dick Douglas. He found him some Viagra full. Ooh. Ooh, Lord Almighty.
Love is in the air.
I've been shopping. Spent a lot of time shopping.
Shopping?
Sexy clothes. Buy myself some sexy clothes for Scummy Dick Douglas' big Valentine's visit. Right around the corner.
You don't curse, do you, Black Lady Bird?
I don't curse. I try to keep it like a lady.
That's good.
But sometimes I just want a gift. And that's all right, too. Ooh, Black Lady Brady's got the voppers. Somebody give me some lemonade.
You got a good button, too.
I got a nice button. You want to see my love button? Come over here, touch that. Ooh, your fingers are fat. Fat like Scummy Dick Douglas's big old a hot dog.
I shouldn't be cheating on Scummy Dick like that.
What you talking about? How you doing?
Middle right square. The conference championships are coming. Deion Sanders is here in the black row.
Hey, Dale. I sound a little more like Brady.
You do a little
bit. A little like Black Lady Brady than you'd expect.
That ain't cool, man.
Looking good, Deion.
I feel good. You know what I'm wearing? Pajamas.
You could wear anything.
I wear pajamas and call it a suit.
Are those Dylan sunglasses?
That's Dylan sunglasses. They gave me some sunglasses. And I'm looking sharp.
Tuxedo pajamas.
Top to bottom tuxedo pajamas, Brady. You got to wear it.
Nice.
What you wearing, player?
Hoodie.
You wearing a hoodie. You should put it on backwards. Hide that face. I don't like when white people wear hoods.
Why?
Well, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dale.
Any predictions for the weekend?
Yeah,
there?
Dale still won't know.
Okay, that's a good one.
Kansas City Chiefs are going to lose.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Patriots going to beat them. Beat them something first.
What about the NFC?
Don't know.
It's in Atlanta.
Cowboys.
Super Bowl's in Atlanta.
I know. Coming home to the house that Deion built. You know what the address is? 21st and Prime.
Your party's going to be unbelievable.
Oh, it's going to be epic, Brady. You don't understand. Player, you don't understand.
Bottom left square.
You ball, you get the call. You're going to be getting that call in Atlanta, player. Ray Lewis not allowed. People die when he's in Atlanta.
Brady, Secret Square. Give us a hint, Brady.
Yes, good morning, I think. I'm 89 years old today, and I was the second man on the moon.
Oh, second.
Second man.
Wow. Nobody there cares was about a second.
I'll give you one more hint if I can remember.
Right, Brian Dunkelman.
There's a character on Toy Story that was named after me.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Woody. Yeah.
Woody.
Mr. Potato Head.
Bottom middle.
No.
No.
He's got more sad deaths around him. It's Liam Neeson, everyone.
I don't know what you're talking about.
People die around you, Liam.
Many lives have been taken.
They have.
None of them by me, but I'm always in close proximity, which makes me think that everyone around me is pretty, if you know what I mean.
You have a button, too?
Yes, I carry around an Aruga horn. Just in case I start to say things like, Eric is a idiot. Dale doesn't know... It makes cussing cute.
Doesn't make you as badass as you were before.
Yeah, great.
They came to me and they said, did you hear about your nephew? I said, yes, I'm standing right next to him. And he tumbled off of that cliff completely accidentally and not by my hand. And then they said, do you have any reaction? I said, holy, I can't believe this is happening to me again.
All right, moving along. Bottom right square. It's our boss, Trip Reeb, in the bottom
yeah!
right.
Everybody gets a horn.
Sweet. Where yeah. are you right
How
now?
How many cars do you have, Trip?
Oh, I got, let's see. One, two, three.
Are you going to the Bear Jackson? I'm going to be down there today, 5 to 7.
Oh, yeah, I'm going. Out. I'm going to be there from 8 till 10.
Oh. You don't want to hang out with me?
No. I like to hang out with people who can afford the cars.
Could I use your paddle?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you'll bid on the best items. Yeah.
Which paddle?
Yeah. My lady paddle. The one where I like to spank the ladies right before I... Yeah.
I didn't know you were into that.
Of course I am. Sadomasochism is my middle name.
It's like 50 Shades of Grey
yeah,
up in your
50
house.
50 Shades of Trip and Reed. And right. I've grown my hair back. It's one shade of gray. Sexy.
Yeah, it looks good.
If my hair was a paint color, it would be called... Because that's what everybody wants to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have Jennifer and Kyle on the line.
All right. Jennifer, are you there?
I am, yes.
Hi. Kyle, are you there?
Hi.
Yes, I am.
I just made that lady go,
She honked like a horn.
She did. She got her own little horn. Jennifer, you go ahead.
Trip.
Trip, really?
Yeah. She likes her some Trip.
Yeah, since I grew my hair back. Well, I look younger.
You're missing some in the middle there.
Sexy. Who needs it up there? It's a sign of intelligence. Yeah.
Is it really?
No, it's trying to make Brady feel better. Jennifer, do you like an older, bald man?
No.
Good, because I look young. Yeah, and I'm not bald anymore. Perfect. What I'm growing out is called the Hubbard mullet.
Styling.
It's a party in the front and a party in the back. And the sides are long. I'm not sure how it works. I haven't worked it out yet.
Here's your question, Trip.
Yeah, yeah.
True or false? It was forbidden to buy or sell condoms in Ireland up to the 90s. Is that true or
in
false?
In 1990s?
Were you in Ireland in the
80s? Yeah, I was there in the 80s. Who needed a rubber?
It's true.
Yeah. Let's get that shillelagh wrapped up. I'll say, because they're Catholic, that they were afraid to wear the rubbers because it made God mad.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
So you're saying true?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, he says true. Do you agree or disagree?
Wrap it up.
Wait, until the 90s?
Yeah, it was forbidden to buy or sell condoms in Ireland up to the 90s. True or false? He says true.
You know who was president in the 90s? It was Bill Clinton.
Thanks, Chris.
What?
What's your answer?
Agree or disagree, Jennifer?
I disagree.
Shouldn't have done that. It is true. Yes.
You're pregnant.
Oh, get square. All right, Kyle, you're up. Pick a square.
Brady's secret square.
Oh.
All right.
Hi. To infinity.
Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin is correct.
I think that's my name.
You're going to the moon.
Jennifer, you're up. You can take Liam Neeson for the block.
That was fast.
Yes, take Liam Neeson for the block.
All right, that's bottom right.
middle. Jennifer, the square's been taken. I have a very specific set of skills. And usually it means someone very close to me is going to be murdered accidentally.
Be careful.
Killed.
Be careful, Jennifer.
Accidentally killed. Now that we're friends, Jennifer, your life's in danger. There's only one thing you can do right now. Die. It's going to happen no matter what now that we're best friends. Aren't we, Jennifer? Best friends forever.
No.
BFFs.
Good answer, Jennifer. Good answer.
Great answer. But deep down we both know that's not true.
All right. Here's your question, Liam.
Do you like comedy?
Oh, jeez.
I want to take you to a comedy show. I want you to laugh at the man I go with. His name's Dale Hallestray. Let me ask you a question really quick. Have you ever put parsley in your you-know?
You know.
Evidently, it stops her from growing onions.
What are you talking like that?
You'll have cysts inside of you, and parsley doesn't help. Trust me on that.
We're trying to play a game here, Lee.
Have you ever had a cyst?
You don't have to answer that, what? Jennifer.
You know, the size of a grapefruit needs to be pulled out by hand by a Mexican. Neither have I, but I've heard about it. And then that we're best friends forever, there's a good chance that'll happen to you. You're About to be taken by onions.
True or false?
And parsley and other sides.
And just answer my question. Most right. sharks die from cancer. Hey, we were just talking about that. True or false?
That's a scourge of the shark community.
That's what I hear.
They're diagnosed with leukemia on a regular basis. Shark doctors have no answers.
They lose their hair at all?
Yes. Their chemotherapy treatments left them bald. Skinny and confused. Poor bastards. That's why they're so angry.
Most sharks die from cancer. True or false, Liam?
Have you ever had toxic shark syndrome, Jennifer?
What?
It comes from putting parsley in there. Don't do it.
Oh, God.
What about green onions?
Have you ever swam with the sharks while menstruating? It's dangerous. Don't ever do
not
that.
Not a good
either.
Idea.
Now that we're best friends forever, I highly recommend that not being something you do. People around me died, Jennifer. This is not a joke. Also, go see me as a snow plowman this February. In a movie called, look, it's Taken 4, but it's got a new name.
Most sharks die from cancer. True or false?
I don't know the answer to your question.
You just throw something out.
I've never questioned sharks and their health. I don't know if there's an oncologist under the sea.
Ask Brady. He'll help.
You'll find one.
You think so? Brady, don't go under the sea with me. You'll never come back. I was talking to my underwater oncologist.
True or false?
He says no.
All right.
No one would know why sharks die.
All right. He says false. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's right. It is false.
Of course it's false.
Kyle, you're up. Pick square.
Black Lady Brady.
Right in the middle. Black Lady Brady's here.
How y'all doing?
Looking good. How y'all doing? Looking good.
How you doing? That sounded like my horn.
It's a nice floral dress you got there.
That is a nice floral dress. I just bought this over at the dress barn.
The dress barn?
The dress barn.
You like it?
I love the dress barn. I like anywhere that couture happens and it's named after a farm equipment. I like going to the barn for my clothings.
Is that where you met Scummy Dick?
Yeah, Scummy Dick Dirtless works at the dress barn. He's a manager now.
Oh,
I got myself a high-professional blue-collar, white-collar man. A lot of people laugh at me and Scummy Dick Douglas.
Are you celebrating MLK Jr. Day?
I am. And Senior.
What are you doing?
Well, we're going to look up whoever MLK Senior is. We're going to celebrate him for bringing us MLK Jr. He don't get enough credit.
Very important part.
I have MLK Senior Day, Junior Day, Junior Day, the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th day. Every day is MLK Junior Day. Ain't got no third. Nobody ever talk about MLK Senior.
That's a lot of celebrating you're doing.
MLK Senior, give us MLK Junior.
That's true.
So you should be celebrating.
Can't have one without the
you
other.
You can't have one without the other, can you? Can't have no Junior without a Senior. Why ain't nobody talk about him?
You're so smart.
Black Lady Brady's got it all figured out.
All right.
Here's my goodness.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to pass out.
City.
It's hot in here.
It is
loud. I got the sugars. You boys don't know. Somebody give me some KO syrup.
True or false? Traveling increases the risk of a heart attack.
Put it on my nose. I like to lick it off like a puppy.
You like to travel, Black Lady Brady?
What?
You like to travel?
I do.
Where to?
Where are you going? Well, don't tell Scummy Dick Douglas. He'll be furious.
Wait, I could just take you away from Scummy
Dick? Well, you can't take me away unless you got something to offer. And don't count no... There's an offer because that ain't going to fly with me.
I got my clean D.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it is an offer. I like that little pink thing. Looks like a baby rat. I call it a pinky. I want to feed you to a snake.
True or false?
I want to feed that little button to a snake.
Button. Yeah, button.
That's adorable, your little penis.
Thank you.
That's cute.
You put a hat
You're
on it.
I
like a
think
puppet.
You was a baby. I might spend half hour trying to pop that zit.
Don't pop it. Don't.
I'm squeezing. I'm doing it. Scummy Dick Douglas got himself an anaconda.
True or false?
At least
traveling increases the risk of a heart attack. True or false?
How terrible was PE for you with that little thing? It's like a hairless mouse. I feel like you got a lab rat down there. What's wrong with it? They give
well,
it AIDS?
I'm not going to offer it up to you if you're going to make fun of it.
Why'd all the hair come off of it? That poor little thing needs ears.
It's had some issues over the years.
Yeah, it has. Yeesh. One of it is growing. Don't you give that coffee when it was a baby? You're stunned at something. Black Lady Brady don't like that.
Traveling increases the risk of a heart attack, true or false?
That's for someone else. What are you going to please with that, a hummingbird? I like that joke. That was fun. Just picture an American, a little tiny lab rat wiener and a hummingbird trying to fight it out. I'm going to watch that on a video. You following all this, Jennifer?
I'm not taking you away now. Never mind.
I don't want to go anyway. What'd you ask me?
Traveling increases.
You're trying to make some sort of green book out of you and me. It ain't gonna happen.
increases the risk of heart attack. True or false?
What does? Having sex with hummingbirds? I imagine for the hummingbird.
Traveling.
Traveling ain't scary for anybody. You crazy.
All right.
Oh, I got the vapors again. It's hot.
She says false. You agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Actually, it was false.
I told you. I told you. Why you always got to question me?
All right, Jennifer, you can take Arnold Schwarzenegger for the win.
She sounded excited
Jennifer.
About that.
Sorry. Sorry, I was on mute.
Do you want to take Arnold?
Yes,
sir. Yes,
okay.
She does.
Look at my glutes!
The only way to win is to take me, and then she sits quietly like a good woman.
Well, women are a little afraid of you.
That's right. They should be. That's right.
You
Jennifer,
impregnate all of them.
Did you have posters of me on your wall as a child, Jennifer?
No.
As an adult? No posters of me any time in your life.
I don't think she likes you.
I don't think she speaks English. Anyway, you don't. Are you a big fan of my movies, Jennifer? I'd like to show you an entire cavalcade of Arnold Schwarzenegger movies in a 24-hour period.
Oh, God.
Have you ever had a 24-hour period?
Ew.
It's usually like a week or so.
Yeah, but not all at once. If they could just get it out of the way in one day.
That'd be nice.
Oh, it'd be wonderful. Yeah. You should work on that. Push harder.
Here's your question, Arnie. True or false? Competitive art used to be in the Olympics. True or false?
That's right. Back when the pussy Greeks used to always have things like art. And then I came along and I said, look, the things you need to do is start throwing these artists as far as you can and judging that. So then we started the javelin and then we chucked these skinny little Greeks all over the place. But it is a fact. Art used to be in there.
All right. He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's right. It is true. Jennifer wins.
Also, they used to have competitive farting.
What? No way.
I've got 12 gold medals in.
Can you give us a sample?
Sure. Listen. That's impressive.
Wow. Okay,
everybody hold on. Hernandez is going to fight his new brother-in-law. Go kill Chris Pratt. Yay!
I love you, Daddy.
I love you so much, Hernandez, except you look like your mother. And all I want to do is ask your face to clean the house.
Let's go clean!
That's right. Where's your mom?
It must be his one chore.
Has she been deported? Let's get her back to Colombia. Is she home?
She's in my kettlebell.
You're lifting your mother in a kettlebell?
Yeah.
That's right, I forgot she died and we made her ashes weights.
You had her killed?
I didn't know that.
Man. Yeah, that's different.
That's weird.
Little fun fact.
Yeah.
I guess when you're into weightlifting.
Little known fact, you can take your dead relatives and make them weights. They will live with you forever.
What would you want done with your ashes?
I want them to be taken to a physician and put into a machine that rebuilds me.
As a machine.
The polynucleic machine of nuclear super capabilities.
Good idea.
Or just me again. Anything. Just maybe, so long as I'm not dead.
Maybe you could be an Etch-a-Sketch.
That would be cool. It would be too hard to twist my buttons, though. I guess so strong, they're fighting back. Hey, I can make a building.
Twist your what?
What? My buttons. All right, get them out of here. We're done. Later and later every goddamn day. You're welcome, audience.
10 minutes extra.
I can't, again, stress enough how fun it was to be at Dylan Enterprises, Aero Enterprises.
What do they do besides make sunglasses?
They build reloaders for bullets and stuff, which is cool because you used to have to do it by hand, and there's machines do it now, and you can buy them. And,
that's it? And that's how they got all that money to...
Yeah, because it's a fortune. Reloading is an amazing... industry, and they made the, like, they invented the thing that makes it easy, whereas before it was just a pain in the ass.
One invention,
man.
So you
can throw consistent lead.
Yeah, it's all it takes.
We need an invention. We're smart guys.
Walking around in there, and you see, like, well, then my dad invented this thing, and then all of a sudden he's got, you know, this is Al Capone's Tommy gun. I'm like, what? It's like, Jesus, he's got this collection of things. It's just unreal. So, yeah, and then flying in the Huey, and then Tom Bergeron. His twin brother being the. I met the coolest person I've ever met in my life yesterday.
Tom Berenger.
Tom Berenger. Sorry, we just got out of the squares. Berenger.
Tom Bergeron isn't as cool.
I thought he might have been the co pilot.
No.
One time.
I need Dan from the place to text me that guy's name. I don't even know if he's got a name. I think he's just Guy.
That guy.
Like the sun set behind. It was like 2 in the afternoon, and all of a sudden,
sun
just went.
Too. Boom, who's that guy?
Yeah. He's the easy. He's the cool rider.
Pilot.
I think I sang that to him. He's a cool rider. Stop it. A cool, 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 cool rider. You keep singing to me. It's a good song, though. God damn it. You sing like an angel, John. Thanks, man.
Brady Toledo and I are still waiting for our sunglasses.
Yeah. Well, you don't get sunglasses for nothing. You just go out there. You buy the sunglasses. Cheap son of a bitch. Go to Paris Optique or something. Get yourself some shades.
How much are they running?
You can't afford it.
Can if you're asking.
Yeah. I'll write Dylan on the sides of the ones at Circle K, and you'll feel good about you. But again, thanks to those guys for giving me my tour of the Willy Wonka facility and then a ride in a Vietnam Huey helicopter, which was just the greatest day of my life. I had so much fun yesterday. So, again, to all the folks at Dylan, awesome. I appreciate it, everything. And to that guy that just kept coming up and telling me stuff, the coolest man on the planet. I don't know who you are. And the Dylan glasses help, but I don't know. We got to get Brady out there. You got to do it. We'll go shooting. We'll go up and we'll fire those guns. It's crazy.
I'll ride in the Humvee on the ground that you guys shoot.
Yeah, the remote control.
Heyday stuntman.
Heyday stuntman. You bet your life on that Humvee. Not a bad idea. I'll be doing the shooting.
I bet I can beat you guys. You can't shoot me.
Beat us?
Yeah, I just got to outrun you.
We're in a helicopter.
But you're bad shots, so I'll dodge bullets.
Okay. Deal.
I'll try.
Shake on that. Deal. You got a deal, man.
How much I get if I make it?
$1 billion. Bet him $1 billion, Brady. We've got this.
And 16.
And the second he pops his dumb little head out of the sunroof, I did it! You didn't. You got him. Nice shot. Now, I was here. That was an accident. How many people can die around Liam Neeson before people start asking? There goes my wife. Whoops, there's my nephew. Oh, boy. This is all bad. Let's get out of here. We're done. Larry McFeely's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a great 3-day weekend. Brady's got a thing.
Yeah, we're off on Monday.
I know.
So I'm going to do a little podcast at Porkopolis and Chandler with the president of the Hot Shots.
Whoa. Yeah.
Of the United States.
I didn't even know about this. I'll be there. What time? I've got a lot
with
of burgers to unload.
You didn't know?
I'm going to be with the president of money.
And in honor of the Barrett Jackson car auction, I'm going to auction off the Porkopolis van.
Times are tight.
Yeah.
Got to get rid of a couple things.
We got to unload.
He's liquidizing. It's crazy Porkopolis, Brady, everything must go.
It might go.
Yeah. Well, how much do you think you want for that van?
I don't know. I'll start the bidding at...
Oh, you have a reserve price then.
Oh, yeah. I got to determine a
$100. I'll give you $100.
Is it running?
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's functional.
Yeah.
It just says Porkopolis on it.
Yeah.
Jeremy's
got $20.
Wow.
He needs something for his wife.
Starting at 20. Yeah.
Wife
we'll continue
needs
that on Monday.
All right. So Monday, if you pay attention to the live podcast with Brew.
Yep.
Scott Brubaker. And Brady will podcast, talk about Hot Shots football, and then for no reason, I'll auction off some of his stuff.
We'll liquidate.
Yeah, liquidate the store.
Things are going great, Brew. We got to sell that truck.
Are the Hot Shots at a point where like they're going to bring in a lot of people? Like you say, hey, I got Brew
from
Hot Shots.
Also, let's clarify. You're
talking
about the football team.
At least three Hot Shot fans will be out there.
At least three?
I'll guarantee that.
Good point.
And then, what's that?
Because
continue to say Hot Shots
football
team.
You need to say football team.
Football team.
Because otherwise, it's going to be a lot of people thinking it's going to be a different interview. Why is he talking football with this guy? I thought this was about the Granite Mountain people. So you go out there, auction it off. And Brew's got some stories. He worked with the Diamondbacks for years up in Chicago, and that's a
sure
good
does.
Podcast. Brew's got a few tales.
We'll see
to
how
tell.
Many he'll tell.
Yeah, we'll see if a few of them stay in the, and then some under the rug, and then some good ones. Eric's out tonight from 5 to 7 at Barrett Jackson. If you want to go out there and say hi to him, the KUPD tent will be ready and flowing with free items, and the cars are unreal, and I do believe Eric can get you in and out of some stuff there, too. So Barrett Jackson tonight, 5 to 7. If you're heading out there, say hi to Eric and all of us here.
Yeah, if you're bidding on a car, let Eric give Eric the paddle.
Yeah, let Eric do your bidding.
Get him the full experience.
Perfect. McFeely's coming up next. We'll see you guys Tuesday. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe, and we'll see you then. So long!
Oh, my gosh. Shut the front door.